homeless is still homeless. The poor is still poor. Yet we find billions of dollars to fund senseless war. And yes, we're fighting terrorism. What about the quiet racism? Dividing among ourselves. Somebody's crying for help. Heaven is listening.
Listening.
Heaven is watching.
Watching.
Heaven knows. They may not play this on the radio, 'cause the devil don't want you to know. If we don't stop the hypocrisy, the nation will lose its soul. And rather play music about money and checks, like we don't have no intellect. Somebody need to show some respect, 'cause God ain't through with us yet. Heaven to
listen.
Again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, July the 6th, 2014. Now, exuberant is associated with Gemini. Now you may say, well, I'm not born under the sign of Gemini, but all of the 12 signs of the zodiac have to do with 12 portions of attributes, 12 sections within our construct. So we all exhibit some form of all of these attributes within the 12 signs of the zodiac. The sun is you. The sun is me, going through our 12 sections of ourselves. Learning of ourselves. Learning more of ourselves as we go to the next section, the next zodiac. So that we may do what? So that we may be born again, born anew, and take on the mind of God, the mind of Christ, and so that we can liberate ourselves and liberate the human family, and so that we may create institutions and governments and systems that will be absolutely obedient to the spirit of life that is Christ Jesus, Christos Yahushua, Mashiach Yahushua, that Christ Jesus collectively having to do with the power of solar hydrogen sun and the atom of life and photosynthesis and growth into the gods and the goddesses that the Almighty has called us to be. Exuberant is defined as very lively, very happy, very energetic, filled with energy and enthusiasm, very plentiful, large amounts of enthusiasm. So energy is spirit. So you could very well say full of spirit, exhibiting great amounts of spirit. E equals MC squared. E is energy. Energy is defined as usually positive spiritual force, because all that is opposite of life and existing and Yahuwah is abnormal, is monstrous. There was a word in the New Testament under Paul's writings about puffed up and arrogant, and that word had to do with being monstrous, being abnormally monstrous and puffed up and blown up. That which is opposite of life, a system that perpetrates and propagates death, is a system that is abnormal and monstrous. So that is why we're dealing with usually positive or good energy. So exuberant, having to do with great energy and great spirit, having to do with happiness, very lively. When we go into the universe, when we go into the teachings of the science of the Almighty, do we not experience lively energy, happy, energetic? Do we not feel more energetic when we connect with other good and, they say, positive people? When we connect with other good people who have good information, do we not get filled with energy and enthusiasm? This is how life should be: energetic, enthusiastic, happy. That other energy, bad energy, brings us down, becomes a drag. Our energy is dissipated. I was in a crew meeting a few days ago. Everyone excited to get to the holiday. It was the 4th of July. We know that the 4th of July has nothing to do with freedom. We know that the founding fathers of America only wanted to separate from Britain because Britain had awarded freedom to a slave called Somerset, who was taken to London by his slave master so the slave master could do business in Britain, London, England. And the slave ran away. His name is Somerset. Ran away, sued for his freedom. The judge in Britain, London, England, gave the brother Somerset his freedom. Those who loved freedom and justice and equality were happy, were exuberant, were lively and energetic and excited. And so, not long after that, Britain abolishes slavery in London, right? Well, the founding fathers of America said, you know, if the judge in Britain, London, England, grants the freedom and has granted the freedom for Somerset, then it won't be long before they cut slavery outright. And so the founding fathers of America only separated from Britain in July, August 1776, in order to maintain their system of slavery, not just in the United States of North America, but in the Americas. So we understand all of that history, and we're not ashamed in telling that truth and that history about what was in the mind of the founding fathers, which was a slave master mind. Now, in our crew meeting, we were happy to be getting to this holiday. Plenty of energy. But the managers and the supervisors began to behave in such a manner that it brought everyone down, dissipated everyone's energy. We don't like that. We want to have good energy. We want to have good, happy, lively, enthusiastic energy. And so this is an attribute that is within ourselves to be used for the liberation of the human family. The next word is expressive. And while I'm researching the definition of this word, have you not noticed that the children born in these days and times are so expressive? Their faces, their countenance, their expressions, their visage, their eyes, their mouths, their energy, their spirit is so expressive. Expressive is defined as showing emotions and feelings clearly and openly. So look at the babies, sisters and brothers, and the babies are fresh from the Almighty, fresh from the waters of noon, fresh from the instruction of the Almighty, and have chosen the Christ mechanism in this time to come into the earth realm to take on the human nature and take on the flesh of the universe. These advanced youth and babies and children are so expressive of emotions, and it's so beautiful to watch them. And the scripture tells us that the child shall lead them, and none can enter the kingdom of God, kingdom of God that's in heaven, unless we come like the child. Come innocent like the child. Come expressive like the child. Express your emotions, my emotions. Many of us are so guarded with one another because we have been hurt by each other. So we hide our emotions. But when we are able to be expressive and express our feelings and emotions, it is so much better for all of us. Even if we need correction in an area, we should yet feel free to express ourselves. Then we can work to correct that which is deviant and should be corrected. But if that which needs correction is never expressed, then we can't correct, because that which needs to be expressed hasn't been expressed. This is a problem with our leadership. I experience this all the time, bringing up issues in church that maybe leadership does not want to deal with. So the leadership will work and maneuver to suppress my expression. Well, I refuse to be suppressed. When I choose to express myself, it is my God, Goddess given right, my human right. You have a right to express yourself, express your emotions. So this word associated with the zodiac of Gemini. And then we see that the ruler in this house of the zodiac, which is the third house, starting with Aries as the first house, Taurus is the second house, and Gemini is the third house. The ruler in this Gemini third house planetary ruler is Mercury. The gems associated with Gemini are beryl and aquamarine. The color associated with Gemini is yellow. And the metal associated with Gemini is quicksilver. I'm not going to go over all of this, but all of these, see, every facet of the universe, all the way down to the metals and the stones and the colors, all have spirit energy, symbolic significance. The harmonious signs for business, marriage or companionship, with Gemini are Aquarius and Libra. So what one would do is study the Aquarius zodiac and all of the signs and symbols associated with that sign, and the same with Libra, and then see how we can match Gemini attributes and characteristics with the characteristics and attributes of Aquarius and Libra. And Aquarius is a water sign, and Libra is the sign of justice. So we can see that water has to do with birthing and the waters of noon, peaceful, tranquil, all at one, no barriers, no boundaries, and Libra, justice, and how we need justice. We need to administer justice to the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, and teach ourselves how to become absolutely one. No barrier, no boundary between us, peaceful and tranquil. This is what we must do in order to become all that the Almighty has called us to be. So whatever sign is associated with other signs and harmonious with other signs, you study the attributes and characteristics of those signs and seek to unite the characteristics and attributes that will move the human family furthest down the road to evolving into becoming the gods and the goddesses that the Almighty has called us to be. Now let me try to get to the Mercury. I'll try not to lose my page from the zodiac. Let's see, sisters and brothers. I'm going back and forth between the zodiac and between the planetary rulers and the planetary bodies, and trying not to lose my page. Just bear with me, sisters and brothers. Yep, here we go. All right. Mercury. That which is associated with Mercury is the intellect. The intellect. Let's research that word, sisters and brothers. Intellect. Having to do with intelligence. Intellect is a term used in the studies of the human mind and refers to the ability of the mind to come to correct conclusions about what is true and what is real, and about how to solve problems. So, sisters and brothers, all of us have the level of intellect that is able to understand truth and fictitious, able to understand truth and reality and that which is false and fictitious. Every human being has a level of intellect that is able to solve problems. See, this is causing, yes, thank you, Father and Mother. Thank you, Almighty. This is causing me to think of Ptah, the second phase of creation. And we're taking our time. I don't care how long it takes me to get through these various zodiacs till I get caught up. The second phase of creation, the African science of the narrative of creation, second phase teaches us about Ptah and the rising up of the earth mound out of the waters of noon, that movement causing motion, causing chaos, causing turbulence. So in the universe at that time, there was chaos and turbulence in the creation of the universe and the spreading of all of the planetary bodies and all of the facets and all of the attributes, characteristics, and elements in the universe. So Ptah, representing the Almighty, is the mind, the intellect, that is able to come to correct conclusions, able to understand that with the, that which is truth and real, as opposed to that which is false and fictitious. So Ptah, the intellect, the mind, the thinking capacity, analyzes critical analysis, critical analytical analysis, analyzes the reasons for the turbulence, the reasons for the chaos, and then decides to call up the power from within the self of the mind of Ptah, that mind working on sacred divine masculine and sacred divine feminine polarity. That mind, that intellect, calls up Atum. Atum is fire. Atum is solar. Atum is the sun. Atum is hydrogen. Atum was called Ra. Atum was called Aton sun disk. Atum associated with Mashiach Messiah, associated with light and anointing. Atum in the New Testament associated with Christos, Christ anointing. So Ptah, the mind, has called forth the power that would bring absolute order out of chaos and out of turbulence and organize all of the elements together to facilitate life rather than be disorganized, chaotic, and turbulent, and propagate death, which is the opposite of life. So we look at the world today, sisters and brothers. We look at Israel, and we see in Israel, the whole problem is we're the mind, we're the intellect, we're the thinker, we are Ptah. We're going to bring order to disorder, order out of chaos, and order out of turbulence. We know that the problem in Israel-Palestine is that this European settler colony has stolen the land of the Palestinian sisters and brothers by falsely claiming to be the Jews of the Bible when they are not. They are the Gog and the Magog of Ezekiel from Russia, who are prophesied to come from Russia, steal the land from the indigenous peoples, wreak hell and havoc on them, fool the whole world, politics, religion, education, government, all fooled by this fictitious narrative, this false story given to us by the ruling class and ruling families who only wanted to create another colony, a colonial outpost in North Africa, to kill, destroy, and torture the Palestinian people. And the Palestinian people are more Jewish than any European Jew is, because the Palestinians are absolutely of mixed heritage, mixed with the ancient Hebrews and the ancient Canaanites and others in that region. That's the overall problem, colonialism, slavery, exploitation, perpetrated on the Palestinian Christian and Muslim and African Hebrew by the European settler colonial Jew. Now, this latest incident in Israel, it was said a couple of weeks ago. See, we are the mind. We are Ptah. We are dealing with Mercury. And associated with Mercury is the intellect, the capacity to think, the mind, the sciences having to do with the human mind and how the mind is able to think correctly analyze situations, differentiate from that which is true and real and that which is false and fictitious, and solve problems. The latest incident in Israel has to do with the kidnapping and killing of three Israeli youths, boys, teenagers, 15, 16, 17, around that age bracket. We grieve for every life lost. The next words associated with Mercury are nervous system. We as human beings must be like the nervous system in the physical structure. When the hand hurts, the body feels it. When the foot hurts, the body feels it. When we bruise ourselves on our arm, our leg, some portion of our body, the whole body feels it. The whole body organizes itself. The whole body sends blood and nutrients and whatever is needed to heal that wound. We as the human family must do like the physical structure and have a nervous system that says when any human being suffers, we all feel it. So I feel the pain of the parents who lost these three boys, teenagers, males, Israelis, Caucasian Jews. I love every human being. But we have to think, sisters and brothers, we have to become critical analysts and understand that the government of Israel, under the control of sinful, wicked, corrupt technicians who do the bidding of the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families, manipulate us, create situations, and use situations that they created, and then act as if they are to solve the problem that they created, and manipulate everyone in the process. I was looking at realnews.com and Real News inspired an article. Let me see if I can call this article up. Real News inspired an article written by Karen Brothers. Karen Brothers asks the question, were the three settler kidnappings in it an Israeli false flag operation? You say, well, that sounds like a strange question. Yes, it does sound strange. But when you understand systems, when you understand how governments are in the hands of sinful, wicked, corrupt technicians who do the bidding of the wicked ruling class, then you have to take this into consideration. I listened to the information about the three kidnappings, and I said, okay, let me just wait. Let me just wait. And it came to me, I said, I wonder. Because I couldn't see any benefit for the Palestinians in this. I said, I wonder if Israel did this themselves to blame it on the Palestinians to justify what they have already planned to do in the first place. I was listening to KPFA or KPFK. KPFA in Berkeley, KPFK in Los Angeles. Someone on one of my programs said that the boys were found in Israeli territory. I said, that's interesting. Sounds like a false flag operation. Then this article came up from Karen Brothers from the globalresearch.ca, globalresearch.ca. And she asks the question, were the three settler kidnappings an Israeli false flag operation? You know, we've talked about false flag operations repeatedly on this program. And let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.